Hiya, welcome back to another Skyrim podcast. Hope you're having a good day. So we start off on who to join, the Dawnguard or the Vampires. So I've instructed my friends pretty wrong on this in the past, but I know now who you should probably join, who would be better. But obviously, again, if you like playing vampires, then, you know. But anyway, so we start off where a Durak comes up to you, or a guard tells you about how the Dawnguard is recruiting for people to kill vampires. So, when you do this, you go down to Dawnguard, and they tell you to take out of Cave. So, it's not big, it's just full of vampires, so don't forget to take Cure Disease, so you don't get turned into a vampire. So, but yeah, and then, this is spoilers, by the way, I will put it on the, title, don't worry. So, basically, you find Serena, a vampire, but you don't know this yet. And she has an Elder Scroll, so she's very like, wow, like, why? So you have to break her out of this like little tomb thing. When you do, she says, take me back to my father. So you take her back to her father. Don't worry, she'll tell you where it is. So you get there, it's just a huge castle. And when you get there, he'll say, now, I will give you the option to become a vampire lord, which is pretty sick. And you either have, I think it's just a two dialogue, which is like, yes, I'd be honoured, or no, you cannibalistic cult. And then he'll send you on your way, and then you'll either, so this is the part where you join the vampires, or you don't. So obviously it's up to you, where, you know, vampires are good, but you get a lot of restrictions during the day. You get, like, weakness to fire, the sun does damage, but and then after a while you get blooded, which, if you go into any town, they'll see you as a vampire, so they'll try to kill you. But, again, if you join the vampires, you will get Dawnguard coming after you. If you join the Dawnguard, you will get vampires coming after you. So it's a bit of a, you know, to try and stop you. And then if you say no, you're cannibalistic cult. So you'll go off, you'll join, you'll go back to the Dawnguard. He, I believe, will tell you that we should have been more careful. And I think he just gives you some more side quests and stuff. But I'd say it's definitely worth joining the Dawnguard simply because you get a lot more stuff. You know, I mean, you get royal garments from the vampires. Sorry, voice break, I know. And, from the Dawnguard, you have the chance to get an enhanced dwarven crossbow, which is pretty sick, to be honest. And you actually can sell that to a dwarven guy, like a dwarven researcher, for 750 gold, but you can actually haggle him up to, I think, 1,000, but you have to have pretty high speech. You get the chance to buy a troll. Yep, you get your own armored troll for 500 gold. But I think if you're higher level, it might be a bit more. But I think to get those two, you need to go rescue two people. Again, don't quote me on what their names are. I don't know, but you'll find out. But one is a troll guy. He's good with trolls, stuff like that. And you a woman, which you will just have to either get, I think, 10 dwarven gyros. But that's pretty hard. So that if you go, this will make sense once you see it. But she will tell you to go get them. So if you just go next to the river, this seems weird, but just count me on this. Go next to the river, and there is a pouch. And just take the pouch, it's there. But you'll understand what I mean when you get to her. And then you get the Dawnguard armor. You can either buy it, or I think you can get it. You get the crossbow, but later on you either get the dwarven crossbow or the dwarven enhanced one. What I mean by enhanced, it ignores 50% of armor, so that's really good. You know, just about shooting vampires or anyone, you know. But you also do different quests to actually get exploding bolts. You know, when I mean bolts, I mean crossbow bolts, you know. Stuff that, you know, you go on, you know. But yeah, but the vampires, don't get me wrong, it is pretty sick, you know, I mean, you get to change into an ugly looking thing that does pretty good damage, but I'm gonna say spoilers, because this is basically a spoiler thing, but also, you'll know what it means. I think it's old Ariel's bow. Yeah, it's Ariel's bow. When you go do that bit of quest, it's the last bit of the quest, don't forget to look out for Ariel's shield. I completely forgot about it when I was doing it. I just thought, right, we'll just get the bow and we'll be on with it. But no, get the shield. I don't know whereabouts it is, but just have a look around. It's weird and it's riddled with everything, but just get it, because I think, I don't know what it does, but it's pretty sick. But the boar does extra damage with sunhold arrows, but if you fire a sunhold arrow at the sun, it does a lot of damage to undead, I think. I'm not sure. No, the boar itself does damage to undead because it's light, if you get what I mean. But no, but once you get the boar, you will go to Serena and her father. This will make sense to you, don't worry. he'll say, give me the boar now, and I will make you something better. And I think he makes you a supreme vampire, or super lord, or something like that. So you have the choice to remain with Serena, that's what I did, and just, you will have to kill him. But if you give him the boar, you will have to kill Serena, I think. But then you and him will become pretty sick. But then, this is the whole point. If you dim out the light in the sun, you don't get any disbenefit. You don't get any, like, harmful things to you while you're outside. But it looks pretty creepy, though, if you fire it at the sun, because it kind of dims it down a lot, so you don't take damage from the sun anymore, which is pretty sick if you're a vampire, obviously. You know, so you're just basically someone really good, and you don't get any damage from the sun. So that's, you know, there's no lose on that, really. But yeah, I think that's it, to be honest with you. So I hope you enjoy this podcast. Don't forget to follow so you don't miss another one. But yeah, thank you for listening, and have a good day. Goodbye.